begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted out more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. This is the word of God.
The Lord be with you. Let's pray. Dear God, you have called and gathered us to your presence this morning. In your presence, we worship you. We have just heard the reading of the episode of Bartimaeus, the blind man. The psalmist claims, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in you." Dear God, embrace and touch each one of your children here. Take us to the journey with Bartimaeus and Jesus. Let God's story be our story, and our story be God's story. In this pilgrimage of life, give us listening ears and guide us. Fill our mouths with song of promises and songs of praises. Fill our tongues with the joy of the victory of Jesus. To God be the glory. And let us see. Your presence is with us always. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples gathered with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. Bartimaeus who? According to the Christian calendar, the reading of the gospel for October 25th is Mark 10, 46 to 52. In my preparation for the sermon, right after I have finished reading the scripture passage, a sermon title appeared in my mind, Bartimaeus Who? The next day, when I went for my usual physical training exercise, I asked my friend, "Do you know Bartimaeus?" My friend looked at me with big eyes wide open and said, "Bartimaeus Who? Bartimaeus who? Why would Mark deliberately speak of the name of a blind man, Bartimaeus? According to Mark, Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. It is believed that Mark deliberately speak of Bartimaeus' name because Mark knew this person personally. It is also believed that in the community of Mark, most of the people knew Bartimaeus. As soon as the name Bartimaeus and his father's name Timaeus was mentioned, people knew whom Mark was referring to. Then they came to Jericho. Verse number 46. Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, they were heading to Jerusalem. There were crowds after crowds passing Jericho, heading to Jerusalem for a huge festival, the Israelites' Passover, remembering how God delivered them from slavery and brought them out of Egypt. The crowds, the travelers, they wanted to reach Jerusalem on time for the big events. Jericho is about 24 kilometers east of Jerusalem. At least a full day of a walk. How would I know? You know, to circle Professor Lake here would take you about 45 minutes for just over 3 kilometers of walk. So do your math. It was about one full day of walk. But because Jerusalem is about 1,000 meters higher than Jericho, to walk from Jericho to Jerusalem would require a steady climbing effort. With crowdedness and noisy traffic, the journey would demand a lot of mental and physical concentration. The travelers would want to avoid any interruptions for Jesus' journey. For Jesus, his journey to Jerusalem at this time actually started all the way from Caesarea Philippi, which is the west coast of Mediterranean Sea, past Galilee. Now, from Jericho to Jerusalem would be his last, very last stretch to complete. Jesus, on his journey to Jerusalem, he had told his disciples about his mission to Jerusalem for the cross 3 times. Mark 8, 31, 9, 30, 31, and 10, 33, 34. Jesus' journey to Jerusalem was to fulfill his mission to the cross, to be crucified. Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb, took on the sins of the world, died for you and me. On the third day after his death, Jesus was raised from the dead. Whosoever believed in him will have everlasting life. John 3:16, Jesus himself said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." About Jericho, according to the early 20th century archaeologists' excavations, in the first century, in Jesus' time, there were two Jerichos. First was the Old Testament Jericho, Joshua 6, 1 Kings 16. And second was the new Jericho built by Herod the Great. This episode of Bartimaeus took place on the road in between the two Jerichos. You got it? In between the two Jerichos. So for this reason of having two Jerichos, you may find that Matthew chapter 20, Mark 10, speak of the blind men were healed as Jesus was leaving Jericho, whereas Luke 18 refers to the blind man was healed as Jesus came approaching Jericho. Now, verse 47, 48. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, or to say, "Shut up." And he shouted all more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." In the first century, blindness was a widespread illness. Presumably, there were many blind people grouped on the roadside, begging. Day after day, they gathered at the same spot to wait for people to give them alms, such as money food or clothing. Beggars usually do not shout or to make a scene by shouting aloud, especially shouting out loud for alms, because people might find it disturbing. But all in a sudden, Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, shouted out from the roadside, and the people wanted to stop him, but they could not do so. Jesus of Nazareth. Bartimaeus was determined to draw Jesus' attention. Was Bartimaeus after Jesus for alms, for money, clothing, or food? No. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The Gospel of Mark, from the very beginning, proclaims Jesus as Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Mark 1:1 says this, the beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But how would this blind beggar, Bartimaeus, hear about Jesus' identity? How would Bartimaeus know? How would he know that Jesus has the power to show him mercy? Way back in Mark 8:27-30, after Jesus healed a blind man at Bethsaida, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? Some thought Jesus were John the Baptist or Elijah or maybe one of the prophets. But when Jesus asked, what about you? Who do you say I am? Peter, he came out, answered, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. Right away, Jesus wanted them not to tell anyone about him. But Mass called Jesus as Messiah, Son of David. That's a title for Messiah Christ. These were titles for the kingly, for the divine. But Mass must have heard about Jesus of Nazareth, because many of the stories of Jesus must be spread out through the region by this time. Many must have witnessed and heard or passed the news of Jesus to others. Because right after Bartimaeus' episode, Jesus entered Jerusalem and the people shouted it out loud, Hosanna, Hosanna, honoring him as the King of the Kingdom of David. Knowing Christ comes from hearing about him. For this reason, we Christians must keep on telling others about Jesus and his story. Bartimaeus who? Bartimaeus, a believer of Christ Jesus. Bartimaeus addressed Jesus as Son of David, meaning Messiah or Christ. Christ or Messiah, these are titles. They are not names, they are titles. Christ or Messiah are Jesus' title, same as the capital Son of David or Son of God. Here people try to stop Bartimaeus, stop him shouting. But in the contrary, Bartimaeus became more and more having confidence in this Jesus. And he shouted all more and louder. As Christians, it is impossible to be able to, or I should say, it is important to be able to address who Jesus is. As Christians, it is important for us to know how to address who Jesus is, what we believe. For this reason, the forefathers have given us the Apostles' Creed. The Apostles' Creed to recite together in the congregation and to know by heart. Jesus and the crowd. Verse 49, Jesus stopped and said, call him. By doing so, Jesus openly responded to Bartimaeus' call, accepting being called with the title a son of David, meaning Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, according to the ancient prophet. Christ Messiah has come. When the crowd had seen Jesus stood still and said, call him, they themselves became quiet and no longer trying to stop Bartimaeus. Let us pause for a little moment here to think. Have we ever tried to discourage other people from coming to the body of Christ or to the church? We want to ask why. Why did we do so? Or let us change the question a bit. Have we ever tried to extend our invitation to bring someone to the church, gathered to the church gathering? Or say, in the past months, have we done so? So he or she would know Christ and taste the goodness of fellowship. Bartimaeus entered the crowd. Verse 49 and 50. Jesus stopped and said, call him. So the crowd called the blind man, cheer up, on your feet. He is calling you. Bartimaeus, oh Lord, he is calling you. On your feet, he is calling you. Bartimaeus throwed his cloak aside. He jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Now, Jesus made the crowd, turned the crowd, became his mouthpiece to speak on behalf of him. They called Bartimaeus to cheer up and stand up. They told Bartimaeus that Jesus was calling him. To Bartimaeus, he could just remain sitting there by the roadside continuously as he, as usual, kept holding on to his dirty cloak, feeling disappointed by the fact that the crowd just gave him all kinds of hard time, and Jesus did not want to come to him. And then he may just refuse to stand up or to go to him. Instead, Bartimaeus listened to the crowd's message because he knew the call was from the Master Jesus. Immediately, he let go his dirty cloak, jumped to his feet, and made his way to Jesus. I don't know how he did that, but he did it. Bartimaeus, who? Verse 51, 52. What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked Bartimaeus. The blind man Bartimaeus asked, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. The blind man Bartimaeus came to Jesus and called him Rabbi, teacher. And at the same time, he expressed to Jesus, I want to see. When Bartimaeus gave up his cloak, he literally let go all he had because he knew whom he puts his trust. Bartimaeus called upon to Jesus and he wanted to join his way. In responding to Jesus, he demonstrated his doing, his faith, and his desire to follow Jesus. He knew who Jesus was and trusted that Jesus could heal him if Jesus was willing. At the same time, he demonstrated his conviction to follow Jesus as a disciple by addressing Jesus as Rabbi instead, healer. Rabbi, the teacher. Bartimaeus' action marked himself as the true disciple of Jesus. Go, Jesus said, Bartimaeus, your faith has healed you. Jesus not only expressed his acceptance of Bartimaeus' petition, at the same time, Jesus assured the public, the crowd, with his own identity as truly, I am the Christ, the Messiah. Jesus' word to Bartimaeus also affirmed him that he was no longer a blind beggar, but a disciple of Christ. Before the episode of Bartimaeus 10:46-52, in Mark, from 8:27 all the way to 10:32-45, there were 10 episodes, 10 other episodes, narrating Jesus teaching his disciples on his journey to Jerusalem, to the cross. If the narrative of Jesus' teaching to the disciples ended in Mark 10:45, one may say, Jesus had failed all his teaching because his disciples were still blind by their hardened, self-centered hearts. Even a long journey with Christ, they still could not grasp Jesus' teaching and or on faith and how they should live. They were still bogged down in their spiritual blindness, could not understand Jesus and grasp his teaching. The episode 10:46-52 shows that Bartimaeus had understood who Jesus was. Bartimaeus demonstrated his understanding to trust in Jesus, the unreserved trust in Jesus. His determination of meeting Jesus and his eagerness to join Jesus' way. Oh, Bartimaeus wanted Jesus so much. Finally, there is an episode 10:46-52 introducing Bartimaeus as a model disciple that Jesus was looking for. I would encourage you to read through Mark 8:27-10:52 this week to meditate on discipleship, the disciples' issues, and Jesus' teachings, and pay attention on two aspects: love God and love one another. Love God and love one another. Bartimaeus who? Verse 52. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Followed Jesus. Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Bartimaeus who? The Gospel of Mark never mentioned any name of those who received healing other than Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus who? He was a believer of the Son of David, Jesus. He was a determined disciple of Christ Jesus. He was one who decided to follow Christ Jesus. Again, Bartimaeus who? In the NIV version of the Gospel of Mark, it calls a blind man Bartimaeus with an explanation placed in the bracket that says, which means son of Timaeus. Then, after the bracket, it says, a beggar sitting on the roadside begging. But different from NIV version, the Greek Bible puts the name Timaeus before the name Bartimaeus. Listen carefully. The Greek Bible put the Timaeus name before Bartimaeus. It reads as the son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. Here in the Greek Bible, we see two pairs of names. Oh, we see one pair of names. Oh, we say two pairs of names because there are four names. The son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. The son of Timaeus, Bartimaeus. And the son of David, Jesus. You got it? The son of Timaeus. And many of the Bible scholars call this a shame and honor contrast. The Greek version of the Gospel of Mark points us to the contrast and intentionally place an emphasis on the character of Bartimaeus. That implies here Bartimaeus, a disciple of Jesus, one who determined wanting to follow Jesus and become like Jesus. Bartimaeus who? Timaeus and Bartimaeus are names in Aramaic, the mother tongue of Jesus. You must have seen the movie The Passion of Christ by Mel Gibson. It was played in Aramaic language with English title on the bottom. In Aramaic, the name Timaeus means a noble man. A noble man. In Aramaic, the name Bartimaeus means the son of Timaeus. The meaning of the Aramaic names takes the reader of Mark to a shocking contrast. It's a shocking contrast again. The shame and honor contrast. For the first century readers, they would find this Bartimaeus story shocking because to them they could see the shame and honor contrast in the epistle's characters. What? Here we have Bartimaeus' father as a nobleman, a person who had high status, highly respected by others. But the same Bartimaeus, the son of this nobleman, was a blind beggar sitting on the roadside for alms. Finally, verse 10:52 tells us Bartimaeus was made whole and became a follower of Jesus, a disciple of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Way, a child of God. Believe, behave, and belong. Believe, behave, and belong. Repeat after me. Believe, behave, and belong. In this episode of Bartimaeus, there is no dialogue or discussions in between Jesus and his disciples. But it's through Jesus' interaction with Bartimaeus, God is whispering to us with his heart desire, saying, take heart of believe, behave, and belong, and let me embrace you, my child. The culture today is in turmoil with political unrest. The world today is filled with competing religion options and confusions. And it is an age of moral poverty and bankruptcy. Alan Kreider, a professor and mission worker, as he urges people to turn to God, to come to the light of the world. He uses three words to illustrate God's heart desire for us: believe, behave, and belong. Have faith in Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We must let go our old clock and turn to Jesus, regain our supposed entitlement as children of God, the children of light. Believe, behave, and belong. Come, believe in me. I'm the true God, and I will make you whole. Come, believe, or come, behave. I will guide you and instruct you. Come and belong, as I have called you to follow. Come and belong. There is the people of the way, and they will embrace you. Let's pray. Oh, awesome God, as the psalmist cry out to you, restore us, oh God. Shine your face upon us, that we may be saved. Oh God, shine forth with your glory, the great good shepherd, Lord, in the day of trouble. Rescue us, and we will honor you. Oh God, restore us again. Make each one of us whole. Oh God, bring back all that's supposed to belong to us, and fill us with the joy from heaven above. Oh Lord, cast out all that's not supposed to be part of us, and drive them out far, far away from us. We pray. We pray for revival, Lord, because the enemies are trying to threaten us. Revive us and show your mighty power to save and restore. Revive us so that we will obey you and glorify you. Revive us so that we are fruitful for your glory. Revive us so that we are bounded in your love to glorify you. Revive us, Lord, so that we will come to know you deeper. Oh God, shine on us and teach us your decree so that we will believe, behave, and belong. We want it to be Bartimaeus who? As followers of Christ for your glory. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Carl, for what you shared. And it's very interesting. I never thought of it that way, but I think we've learned a lot from the story of Bartimaeus. And this is our last song, Alabaster Jar. It talks about giving to God what we can, all that we can.